Lord, we do thank you for the opportunity of studying your word together today.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，让我们今天有机会来学习您的话语。
And we thank you for each one who is here, Lord.
我们也为今天来的每一位献上感恩。
Some of us know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, and we've been walking with Him for many years, and we're happy to learn more today.
今天呢，我们有一些人已经认识基督成为他们的救主，也与基督同行，在同行中有喜乐和平安。
And some of us, Lord, are new believers, and we just need Your help and direction so that we know how to live.
主啊，我们当中有一些是刚刚信靠您，求您带领他们。在人生中 有引导，有帮助。
And others, Lord, have maybe never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and their Lord.
主啊，当中还有一些人还没有接受基督成为他们个人的救主。
And they need, Lord, wisdom and understanding to have the basic knowledge so that they can believe.
主啊，他们需要您的帮助，能让他们有一个基础的知识，能够带领他们到一个相信的程度。
And we pray that you will not only teach them the foundation upon which they can believe, but Lord, we pray that you will encourage them to put their trust in Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们盼望您不但教导他们，让他们有一个得救信靠的知识的基础，更鼓励他们到一个能够交出信心的程度。
And we pray, Lord, that you will help and give us the right words for this afternoon.
也求您带领我们在今天下午能讲出当说的话。
And we ask all these things then in Jesus' name, giving you thanks.
我们这样一切的感恩和祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very, very good. Well, we've been studying in the book of Acts.
我们一直最近呢在学习《使徒行传》。
Last week, or 2 weeks ago, we were in Acts chapter 10.
那上两周呢，我们是在《使徒行传》的十章。
The story about what happened in the house of the Roman centurion Cornelius.
这是发生在罗马百夫长哥尼流家的故事。
And it's interesting.That chapter 10 goes into great detail about the message that was given to Cornelius, the circumstances around that message to Cornelius.
所以第十章呢开始讲到了很多的细节，关于哥尼流家里发生的这些事情和信息。
And one of the reasons why the detail is so great is.That it was on the basis of that message that the message of the gospel was freely given to everybody in the world.
那如此详细的记述这个故事的一个很重要的原因呢，是在这个故事的基础上，福音就开始免费的给到了全地的人，不单单是犹太人，包括外邦人。
Up to this point.The Jewish people basically felt that the message of God was only for Jewish people.
那在这之前呢，那犹太人呢，他们一直认为，神的福音是单单给到犹太人的。
And that in order to get the blessing of God, everybody had to become a Jew.
所以为了得到神的祝福呢，每个人先要成为犹太一族。
But this story, Acts chapter 10, taught that Cornelius became a Christian. He was forgiven of his sins, but he didn't become a Jew.
但在这个故事里我们看见了哥尼流成了基督徒，他的罪呢也得了神的赦免，但他并没有先成为一个犹太人。
And if that's the case, the implication is that you and I don't have to become a Jew to follow the Lord Jesus.
所以这个对我们的含义就是呢，我们跟随神并不要求我们先要成为一个地上的犹太人，这不是个必要条件。
What we have to do is just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and we will be saved.
我们需要做的就是相信耶稣基督成为我们的救主，我们就得救了。
Now that is an extremely important truth.
所以这是一个非常非常重要的真理。
if God is only for Jewish people, then the rest of us have got big problems.
如果神只是为了犹太人而有的神呢，我们剩下的人就有大麻烦了。
But if the message is for everybody, then we've got to go and tell everybody.
如果这样的信息是给到每一个全地的人呢，那我们就应该把这个信息广传。
So that was the story that we had in Acts chapter 10.
这就是我们在《使徒行传》十章的故事了。
And I think that's where we stopped 2 weeks ago, isn't it? The end of Acts chapter 10.
所以我们两周前呢是停在了《使徒行传》第十章的末尾，是吗？
So the question then is, what comes next?
那下面接下来的问题是，下面发生什么了？
And so we're just going to read a couple of verses.Of Acts chapter 11.
所以我们要读一些更多的经文，在《使徒行传》的十一章。
The first verse says, "The apostles and brothers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God."
使徒和在犹太的众弟兄，十一章一节，听说外邦人也领受了神的道。
And that was big and difficult news.For people to understand and assimilate.
那这是一个非常大的也非常难的信息哈，对于当时的犹太人去接受。
So verse 2 says, So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them.
那第二节，即至彼得上了耶路撒冷。那些奉割礼的门徒和他争辩说：“你进入未受割礼之家，和他们一同吃饭了。”
All right. So I'm just wondering, Emily, does Matthew want to sit back in a corner, or does he want to join us at the table?
他说：“那个 Matthew 想跟我们坐一块吗？还是自己坐在外面？”
He's happy. Okay. If he's happy there, that's good.All right, so what happened was the Gentiles were saved and they were rejoicing, Peter was rejoicing, but the people in Jerusalem weren't happy.
所以现在你看见的外邦人就哥尼流这个代表的外邦人很高兴，彼得也很高兴，但是呢，犹太人不高兴了。
And they basically said, it's amazing, they said, you went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them.
他们的指责彼得的话说就是你入了未受割礼之人的家而且跟他们一同吃饭了。
I don't think they understood the significance of what had happened.
我不觉得呢他们真的明白刚刚发生的事情有多重要。
They should have said, Are you really sure that Gentiles can become Christians?
他们本来该问的问题是要问彼得，你真的确定啊外邦人也能成为基督徒吗？
But they said the problem is that the Jewish people shouldn't be eating the lunch with the Gentile people.
他们看见的问题麻烦是犹太人不能跟外邦人一起吃饭。
Now the reason they said that.Was because in the Old Testament times, the Jewish people wouldn't eat with Gentile people.
他之所以这么说呢，是因为在旧约的时候的确是这样，犹太人不能跟外邦人一起吃饭。
I don't think that the Bible teaches that.
那我不知道，圣经是这么教导的。
But you see, the Jewish people were very proud of their religion.
但是你要知道，旧约的犹太人呢，他们特别。为自己的宗教感到骄傲。
And they cut everybody else off who didn't follow their religion precisely.
他把那一切不完全准确的去跟随他们宗教那些人呢都踢出去了。
It's true that the other people, the Gentile people, didn't know God and weren't going to heaven.
那是事实，就是那些外邦人呢真的不认识神，也不能去天堂。
But these people said the problem is we shouldn't even eat with them.
但这些人却上面加了呢，说我们甚至不能跟他们一起吃饭。
Now we're glad that that isn't the case And so we had a good lunch together today.
我们很高兴啊，这事实神并不这么要求我们的，所以我们刚刚中午我们一起很高兴的一起吃了饭。
But you see, in the days of the early apostles, it wasn't true.
但是在使徒的早期的时代呢，当时的环境并不是这样的。
And the other thing is that those very early Christians didn't understand the truth of God the way they should have.
但是呢，在早期的时候呢，人们其实并不是按照神本来应该要他们所理解的那个方式来了解神的。
And so they ended up saying basically, we're better than you are.
所以他们对里面对神的道的理解是，其实我比你更优秀一点，我比你更好一点。
So in our class this morning, we were talking about English and Scottish jokes.
那今天上午我们英语课呢，在我的班上我们在讲了一些关于英国的英格兰的和苏格兰的笑话。
And there are lots of jokes between the English and Scottish, each one saying the other one is better than the other one.
所以呢，英格兰人和苏格兰人呢，长久以来都是互相挤兑的，都互相开玩笑，总是觉得自己比对方呢更好一点。
And so some of you told me that the same thing is true in China.
所以有些人告诉我呢，说中国也是这样的。
And we often end up saying we're better than you are.
我们总是跟见到人都说，其实我比你更好一点。
And there's only one thing you can say like that.
但其实只有一点哈，我们可以这么说的。
And that is Jesus is better than we are.
那就是呢，其实只有耶稣比我们在座的每一个人都要好。
We're all equal, you see.
剩下的所有人呢都是一样的。
We're all sinners.
都是罪人。
But the wonderful thing is Jesus died for every single one of us.
但是好的消息就是耶稣为我们每一个人的罪死了。
So these Christians from Jerusalem, they didn't understand the problem clearly, but they said, Peter, you went and you ate with the people you shouldn't have been eating with.
这些的犹太人在耶路撒冷，他们并不明白神的道和真理啊，所以他们最终呢是落在了指责彼得，说他跟外邦人吃饭这么一件事上。
And so the next verses from 4 all the way down to verse 17 is a repeat of the story that you had in chapter 10.
那紧跟着的四节到十七节一个长段落呢，其实是一个对第十章故事的重复和总结。
So when you're like me and you read through it, you say, why is this? I'm reading the same thing on this page that I read on the last page.
那你如果像我一样呢，你就会有这样的问题，为什么要这么写呢？我刚刚现在读的这一段，我在刚刚的一章里就已经全部读过一遍了。
Why the repetition?
为什么重复呢？
Because it's very, very important.
因为它非常非常重要。
And so Peter says, I'm going to tell you the story again so that everybody knows exactly what God did.
所以彼得说呢，我要再说一遍，能让每一个人确保知道神做的事情和神的真理。
And so what you're going to find, we're going to read it again rather quickly today, but you're going to find that there were many miracles that happened to prove that God was behind the fact that the Gentiles became Christians.
那今天呢，我们会快速的读一遍，从哪一个角度呢？让你们看一下这一条主线，就是神做了一系列的神迹，来作为一个证据，显明他也传福音给外邦人。
If God were to do a miracle for you, would you believe him?
如果神在你身上行一个神迹，你会相信他吗？
If God were to do two miracles for you, would you believe him?
如果在你身上行两个神迹呢？
If God were to do five miracles for you, would you believe him?
如果五个呢，你会不会信他呢？
If God were to do six miracles for you, and you believed him on number six, but you didn't believe him on number five, how would you feel?
如果神给了你六个神迹，你在第五个还不信，第六个信了，你会什么样的感受呢？
You'd be very embarrassed, wouldn't you?
你会感到很害羞窘迫，是不是？
You would say, why am I so thick-headed? Why is my heart so hard that I wouldn't believe him unless he did six miracles?
你会说，为什么我这么迟钝呢？我心如此的硬啊，直到第六个神迹，我前面都在干什么了呢？
Surely if he did one miracle, you'd say, I believe that.
你就会说呢，应该是第一个的时候我就应该相信了。
So we're going to read this story. I want you to count the miracles if you can.
好，我们快速的读一下。那我希望大家也数一数这些神迹啊，如果你能够数得出来的话。
All right, verse 4.
第四节。
Peter began and explained everything to them precisely as it had happened. Yes, we probably should read it together in unison.
我们一起来读啊。
All right, verse 5.
第五节。
I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came to where I was. All right, just stop there a minute.
我们停在这先。
Just stop there. Would that be a miracle?
这是不是一个神迹呢？
You had a very special dream.
你有一个特别特别的梦。
I call that a miracle. Let's keep reading. 6.
第六节。
I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds of the air. When I heard a voice telling me, get up, Peter, kill and eat. I replied, surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered into my mouth. The voice spoke from heaven a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. This happened three times, and then it was pulled up to heaven again. All right, is that a miracle?
好，这是不是个神迹呢？
When was it that you dreamed a dream, and then you went back to sleep and you dreamed the same dream, and then you went back to sleep and you received the same dream again?
如果你睡着了一次，你做了个梦，醒过来又睡着第二次，做了一个同样的梦，醒过来又睡着了第三次，还做一个同样的梦。
Have you ever had exactly the same dream three times in the same night?
你们有谁同一天晚上连续做三个一样的梦，有没有这样的？
Okay, that's a miracle.
这就是个神迹了。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. Any miracles there?
这一段11到13节有没有神迹啊？
Okay. Next miracle is right then.
这时候呢，神迹就是十一节的一开始，正当那时。
Sometimes things happen right at the right time.
有的时候事情会在最最准确的时间发生。
That a miracle?
这是不是神迹啊？
Yeah. Precise timing. That's miraculous.
是特别准的时间，就在他正在做梦做完的时候，那个人来了。
Okay, verse 12. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation going with them. Would that be a miracle?
十二节，圣灵吩咐我不要怀疑，跟他们同去，这是不是神迹啊？
Here they are. They're just going. They're stopping at the house. Soon as he's in the trance, soon as the miracle, the vision is over, they knock at the door. The Spirit says, "All right, you go with them." So that's another miracle.
所以这个时间点是他做了三个梦，然后呢，就在那个时候呢，有人敲门。然后圣灵就在那个时候告诉他，你要跟他们同去。
Okay, the next line is interesting. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house.
还有呢，就是有六这六位弟兄跟我们一同进了那人的家。
Why were the six brothers with him?
为什么这六个弟兄跟他一起啊？
That's right. They were there as witnesses.
所以他们去呢，是为了做见证人用的。
They could testify to all the things that happened. It wasn't just one man's story. All these were here as witnesses.
所以这不是一个人的故事，他们在一起来确保这件事情呢是真实发生的，因为有很多的见证人。
Okay, so we're here today. And I'm talking.
我们今天在这里哈，那我在说话。
Okay, but all around this table are witnesses.
但是呢，这个桌上坐的所有人就都是今天这个讲到的见证人了。
And what are the witnesses around this table saying?
那这些见证人会说什么呢？
They're saying, I believe what Harold say.
那我相信 Harold 所说的。
I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, same way Cornelius did, same way Peter did, same way the others did. We're all witnesses to the fact that Jesus Christ did and can do what the Bible says.
那我们要像哥尼流像彼得那样得救啊，因为呢我们相信我们会像圣经里所说的那样信靠耶稣而得救。
All right, verse 13.
13节。
He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, Send to Joppa for Simon who is called Peter. Is that a miracle?
13节是不是神迹呢？
Sure. An angel says, send to Joppa for Simon.
天使说呢，差人到约帕去找西门。
Okay, I don't know how many miracles are there.
我们这里一共有多少神迹呢？
If somebody said to me, send to Beijing and look up Simon.
如果有人跟你说呢，你去北京找一个人叫西门。
I would say, well, how many Simons are there in Beijing?
那我会说，这北京到底有多少人叫西门呢？
You got a better name than Simon, but Wing Ling or there's all kinds of people in Beijing.
你可能会有各种各样的人在北京啊，这个各种名字。
And this message comes to Simon, Cornelius, and says, "You go to Joppa and you speak to Simon." And Simon was in Joppa just as the angel had said. That's a miracle.
所以在哥尼流家呢，有人告诉哥尼，就天使告诉哥尼，你去那约帕找一个叫西门的人。其实就在约帕呢，刚刚好就西门就在那等着。
It says he will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.
他有话要告诉你，你可以叫你和你的全家得救。
How did he know what Simon would say?
那他怎么知道西门会说什么呢？
So Simon not only comes, but Simon comes with exactly the message that the angel told Cornelius to expect.
那西门不但来了，西门还来说了几乎一样的话，就是这个天使告诉哥尼流家人这个西门要说的话。
Is that a miracle?
这是不是神迹呢？
Verse 15.
十五节。
Excuse me. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. Is that a miracle?
我一开讲，圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样，是不是神迹呢？
Okay, verse 16.
十六节。
Then I remembered what the Lord had said. John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Is that a miracle?
我就想起主说的话，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要用圣灵受圣灵的洗，这是不是神迹呢？
Jesus had mentioned this years before.
耶稣在很多年前就提到了这一点。
And now it comes to pass exactly as Jesus had predicted.
这就是像耶稣预言的一样，同样的发生了。
Okay, so did you count all those miracles?
你能够数出来吗？神迹的。
Okay, and the answer is no, you can't. We didn't count them. But there were lots of miracles there, weren't there? This was a wonderful, miraculous event of God.
但这里真的有很多的神迹，非常美好的事情啊，神安排的。
So God not only said, I'm going to allow Gentiles to become Christians, but I'm going to back it up with miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle, so that you will know that it's from God and not from man.
所以神说呢，我不但要让人得救啊，我要让让人知道是一个神迹接着一个神迹。让他们知道是出于神的。
So verse 17 says, So if God gave them the same gift as he gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could oppose God?
神既然给他们恩赐十七节，像我们信主基督耶稣的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神呢？
So do you think that the critics were impressed by this story?
你觉得那些挑战彼得的人会被这个故事影响深刻吗？
Do you think the critics were convinced by this story?
那他们会被这个故事说服吗？
And the answer is they were, verse 18.
那答案是是的，可以的，十八节。
When they heard this,
they
had no
further
objections. And praise God, saying, So then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life.
众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀与神，说这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命。
So it's very interesting. The critics started with the wrong question.
非常有意思，那挑战的人呢，是从错误的问题开始的。
But they ended up with the right answer.
但他们却得到了最后正确的答案。
They didn't ask the right question in the first place. It's not important whether you eat with somebody or whether you don't.
那他们并不是从正确的问题开始的，因为你是不是和某人一起吃饭或不一起吃饭，这个在神眼里不重要。
But it is very, very important whether Gentiles can go to heaven by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
但这个的确是非常重要，就是作为外邦人，你是不是愿意相信耶稣基督成为救主？
So they came with the wrong question and the wrong objective, but when the story was told, they went away with the right answer.
所以他们是从错误的看见、错误的问题开始的，但是在故事的结尾呢，他们却得到了正确的答案。
Now, frankly, that's my prayer regarding you.
所以坦率说呢，这也是我对大家的祷告。
Some people come here for the wrong reasons.
那有的人来这里学习呢，他是他不是一个正确的原因带来的。
But they, by the grace of God, they go away with the right answers.
但是因着神的恩典呢，他们却在这里得到了正确的答案。
So many years ago on Thursday nights we had what I call bankers Bible studies.
那很多年前呢，我们这里有一个 banker， 就是银行家的圣经学习。
And the only people in our Bible study were bankers from China who were in Vancouver learning how to be better bankers.
那我们这个学习的一个听众呢，是一群从中国来的这个银行界的学生哈，那他们来这里是来学关于银行的内容。
And you didn't have to be a banker to come to the study. It's just that only bankers did. Only bankers came to the study.
Okay. 他只是一些就他们来这里的目的是来学习银行的，但是我们并不是说我们必须先要成为银行家才能来学习圣经。
Okay. And so one of the bankers said to me, "We have come to this study. We want to learn about the Bible, but we don't want to become Christians."
那当中的一个学生呢，就说呢，我们想到这个课上来呢，想学习一点圣经的内容，但是我们不想成为基督徒。
And so I said to them, "I will teach you the Bible, But the only reason I'm teaching you the Bible is that you will become a Christian.
然后我的回答就是呢，我愿意教你圣经。那我愿意教你圣经的唯一的原因是，我教你了呢，你就会成为一个基督徒。
So they came with not a really good question, but I kept praying that they would go home with the right answer.
所以他们来的呢，并不是一个对的问题来的，但是我一直祷告呢，也求神带给他们一个正确的回答回去。
It would be tragic, wouldn't it, if you learned the Bible but you never received Jesus?
那是非常可悲的或者悲哀的，就是如果你学了圣经，你还是没有能接受耶稣呢，就很可悲了。
That would be like going to the doctor when you're really sick.
这就像你病得很重的时候，你去看医生。
And the doctor tells you how to be healthy, and he gives you the medicine, and you go away and die because you don't take the medicine.
然后呢，医生告诉你该怎么办，也给了你药，但是呢，你离开了，然后死了，因为你不相信，也不愿意吃。
All right, so that's the story. Did you all reach the right conclusion? It's this: Gentiles and Jewish people, they can all become Christians by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We become one great, big, happy family.
那这就是这个故事的结尾了。这故事的结尾最终告诉我们呢，无论是犹太人还是外邦人，我们都是靠着信靠耶稣基督，成为神的孩子，进到了一个大的普世的家庭的神的家。
All right, any questions on that?
哎，对于这个有没有什么问题吗？
Okay, verse 19 now.
好，进到十九节了。
And we're going to go back to translation because these verses, they're not repeat verses from chapter 10. These are new verses. So, verse 19, please, in Chinese and then in English.
十九节呢，我们谁先帮我们用中文读一下，然后我们一起用英文读。
那些因斯提反的事遭患难四散的门徒，只走到腓尼基和塞浦路斯并安提阿，他们不向别人讲道，只向犹太人讲。
All right, so verse 19 says that. Excuse me, am I?
Sorry.
I don't know. Am I talking or are you talking? All right, verse 19 says that after Stephen was killed, there was much persecution in the church.
那十九节说呢，在斯提反的被杀的事情之后呢，这个迫害哈，对教会的迫害增加了。
And many people said this persecution is so bad, we'd better get out of town.
那很多人就这么想，这个迫害呢如此之大，我们最好还是离开。
You can imagine some families saying, "This is difficult for us to be here, and our children are having a hard time at school, and other people are complaining. We'd better go somewhere where we can have peace."
那你可以想象呢，这些基督徒的家庭他们会说，哎呀，我们不要再待在这里了，在学校呢，孩子也环境也不好，我们也受到了迫害。那我们还是要离开这个地方。
A lot of Christians in Jerusalem felt that if they stayed in Jerusalem, they might be killed like Stephen.
那很多在耶路撒冷的圣徒也是这么感觉的，如果他们继续待下去呢，会像斯提凡一样被杀了。
So they traveled to three places. They went to Phoenicia, to Cyprus, and to Antioch.
他们去了三个方向，一个是腓尼基，一个是塞浦路斯，还有一个是安提阿。
So when Cyprus was an island off the coast of Israel, out in the Mediterranean Sea.
塞浦路斯是一个大的、特别大的岛哈，在地中海中间，是在那个犹大就是以色列的西边哈。
And Phoenicia was on the coastline, just a little bit north of Israel.
那腓尼基呢，是沿海的一个城市，是在以色列的北面。
And Antioch was a city even farther north than that, almost as far up as where Turkey is today.
那安提阿呢，又在腓尼基更北面，已经到了今天的土耳其的位置了。
And wherever they went, They were preaching the gospel, but they didn't know the story of Cornelius, so they just preached the gospel to Jewish people only.
所以当他们去到了任何一个地方呢，这些被迫害的圣徒就会在当地传讲神的福音，但是因为他们不知道哥尼流的故事，所以他们的福音只给犹太人传。
All right, verse 20 in Chinese and in English, please.
二十节，那我们先用中文读，谁帮我们读一下？
但内中有居比路和古利奈人，他们到了安提阿，也向西利尼人讲传讲主耶稣。
Yep.
All right, verse 20. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, letting them, or telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. All right, so this is very interesting. The world in which the apostles lived was a world where people traveled a great deal.
所以在那个时代呢，是人们旅行的非常多的一个时代。
As you know, I'm amazed how many of you have traveled a lot this summer.
我也很诧异啊，就是我们在夏天的时候，我们在座很多人旅行的很多哈。
So Caddy and the girls have traveled all around the world.
像 Caddy 和孩子们都转了一圈哈，也围着地球。
If you just went straight around, it's 24,000 miles.
如果你转一圈呢，就是大概24,000英里。
But they went like this going around the world, so they went farther than that.
所以那是如果你还是不同的方向在走呢，会比这个更长的路。
Joanna just came back from her trip. She started driving her car in Beijing, and she drove for 100 days to Europe. 26,000 kilometers she drove her car.
所以Joanna 姊妹也刚回来啊，她从北京开的车，一路开到了欧洲，开了26,000公里啊。
But this was the Roman Empire.
那个时代呢，就是圣经上这个故事讲的时代是罗马帝国的时代。
And the Romans were very significant, or the Romans, I'm trying to think of the way to phrase this now. The Romans were important because they had lots of good Roman roads.
那罗马的这个时代呢，很著名的就是他们有很多很先进的路。
And so the Romans had roads that went many places all over the then known world.
所以他们这些路呢，都通向了在当时已知的世界啊，各个方向都通。
But they also had good ships.
同时呢，他们也有很好的船。
And so these people traveled from Cyprus to Antioch. Where is Cyprus? It's in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea.
那比如说这里的塞浦路斯呢，它就是一个地中海中间啊，哪里也不靠，就是个岛。
And they went up to Antioch.
然后呢，往北呢，他们去安提阿。
But they also came from Cyrene.
他们也从古利奈过来。
And Cyrene was halfway between Israel and Gibraltar on the west, halfway across the south side of the Mediterranean Sea.
那古利奈呢？是一半的路哈。他说了一个地名，我不知道。他应该是在南部的。他说是在南部的这个地中海的，就是往南走，不是地中海的北部。
And they went up to Antioch too.
然后这条路呢，也是可以一路到安提阿的。沿着地中海沿线。
Okay, so what were they doing? Everywhere they went, they took the gospel with them.
所以他们不管去了哪呢，他们都会传讲福音。
So you and I are in the world of traveling the world. Take the gospel with you.
所以我们呢也都是在旅行中呢，带着我们的福音出去的。
So it's very, very strange. There was a revival starting in the city of Antioch.
所以很有意思呢，在安提阿城呢是有一个复兴哈，福音的。
and it was started by Cypriots from Cyprus and Cyrenians from Egypt or Libya or whatever was east of Egypt, west of Egypt.
所以他们是从塞浦路斯和腓尼基去的这一些信徒们哈所带去的福音。
Okay, now there's one conclusion here, and it goes like this. In English, we have a phrase, and it is "Good news travels fast."
在英语里呢，我们有这样的一个谚语啊，就是好消息呢总是传播得很快的。
Okay, that's the way it should be, shouldn't it? Good news travels fast.
这本来应该是这样，对不对？就是好消息总是要传播很快。
That's the way it should be with the gospel. You got the good news of the gospel, tell others about it. Good news is supposed to travel fast.
那这就是福音了，福音就是好消息，你总是要把这好消息呢，快快地告诉别人。
But as we read, they were speaking only to the Greeks. They're called Greeks here, the non-Jewish people.
这里呢，他们只讲只向也向希腊人传讲啊，就是不是犹太人的希腊人。
All right, but they, sorry, it doesn't say that. It says they began to speak to the Greeks also, so they were speaking to the Jewish people, but they were telling the non-Jewish people, the Greek people, about the Lord.
所以他们这里的意思呢，是不但跟当然前面讲跟犹太人讲哈，到了二十节他说也向希腊人传讲。
Verse 21, the Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord.
21节，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
So if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, what are you going to do?
如果你信靠耶稣基督呢，你会做什么？
You're going to turn to the Lord.
你会转向啊，信而就转向耶稣，归主。
All right. Now, verse
22.
News of this reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem.
这风声传到耶路撒冷教会人的耳中。
And they sent Barnabas to Antioch.
他们就打发巴拿巴出去，直到安提阿为止。
Okay. Now, why would the Jews send someone to Antioch?
为什么犹太人派一些人到安提阿去呢？
To make sure that the gospel as it was preached in Antioch was being preached the proper way.
所以他们去要确保福音在安提阿所传的是正确的福音和方向。
Sometimes people say they're Christians and they say they're following the Bible, but when you get to know them a little bit, you say you're not following the Bible the right way.
有的时候你会碰到这种现象，就是你看见一群人呢，他们在学习圣经，他们也说他们跟随基督，但是当你跟他们再往深里交流呢，你会发现他们并不是在一个正确的道路上和方向上来跟随主。
And so they sent Barnabas to help the people, the Christians in Antioch.
所以他们会差巴拿巴呢去到安提阿来来看一看这里的福音。
So can you remember why they sent Barnabas?
你们还记得为什么他们要派的是巴拿巴吗？
What did you know about Barnabas?
你们知道巴拿巴是什么样的人吗？
Three reasons I can think of why they sent Barnabas.
三个原因我能想起来为什么他要差巴拿巴。
Earlier we read, what chapter was it? I can't remember now. Let's go back and just find it.
前面我们往前看一下，讲到巴拿巴的那一段。
Chapter what?
Four.
Chapter four. Okay.
36.
That's right. All right. I'm going to read it, and you tell me the three reasons why Barnabas was sent.
四章三十六节，我来读一下，然后你来告诉我三个原因为什么是选巴拿巴。
All right, verse 36. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet.
四章三十六节，有一个利未人称在塞浦路斯名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴，巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子， 他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。
Why did they send Barnabas?
他们为什么差巴拿巴呢？
Well, number one, they sent him because he was from Cyprus.
那第一个原因呢，他们差他是因为他也是塞浦路斯人。
And the people who had gone to Antioch with the message of the gospel, many of them were from Cyprus.
那去到安提阿的那些传福音的人呢，原来最早也是来自塞浦路斯的。
And so Barnabas would have been able to help them, and they would know Barnabas, and it was just a very, very friendly fit.
那这样的话，他们会在语言上，在很多的方面呢，是很友好的这个相合的，因为都是一个地方。
And the second thing is that these people all had a lot of respect for Barnabas.
那第二个原因呢，是这些人都很尊重巴拿巴。
Why would they have respect for him?
为什么呢？
Because he'd given up his fortune to give money to the poor Christians.
因为巴拿巴把自己一切的财产都捐出来，给到了穷人。
If you were very, very poor and somebody gave you $10,000, would you have respect for him?
如果你非常非常贫穷，有人给了你10,000块钱，你会不会尊重他呢？
You'd say he's a good man. Well, I was completely broke, and he helped me when I was starving.
所以你说，哎呀，我要谢谢他，因为我在特别大需要的时候，他帮助了我。
So he had much respect from those people.
所以那些的人呢，就很大的程度很尊重巴拿巴。
And what was the third reason?
那第三个是什么原因呢？
What kind of a person was he?
他是什么样的一类人呢？
He was the son of encouragement.
他是有劝慰恩赐的人哈，他是叫劝慰之子。
Is that the kind of person you would like to be?
你喜不喜欢成为这样的人呢？
Would you like to be an encourager or a really good critic?
你希望成为一个劝慰使人和睦的人呢，还是挑战别人、是批评别人的人呢？
Okay, and so they sent the right man.
所以他们差去的人啊，是一个正确的人。
So Barnabas went, and he went to help them.
所以巴拿巴就被差去帮助他们。
All right, verse 23. When Barnabas arrived and saw the evidence of the grace of God, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their heart.
巴拿巴到了那里，23节啊，《使徒行传》11章，看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜，劝勉众人，立定心志，恒久靠住。
Okay, and here's some other reasons why they send Barnabas.
那现在
24。
24节呢，又有其他的原因，他们为什么差巴拿巴
？He was a good man.
他是个好人。
Full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
被圣灵充满，大有信心。
And a great number of people were brought to the Lord.
于是有许多人归服了主。
Those must have been pretty good days in Antioch.
所以这个应该是在安提阿的一段特别好的时光。
It's interesting, the city of Antioch.
所以安提阿城啊是很有意思的。
Antioch was actually the center.Of transportation for that part of the world.
所以安提阿呢，在那一块的地方，在当时呢，是一个交通中心、运输中心。
And if you were to travel to the east, if you were to travel to Babylon, down to Persia, if you were going to go to the far east, you would go through Antioch.
如果你是从西往东走的话。要去到比如说巴比伦波斯乃至更远的远东的地区呢，你就必须要路过这个安提阿。
We should be looking at maps here. Do we have maps in the back of this Bible?
我们这本圣经背后有没有地图呢？我们最好看一下地图哈。
Okay, I don't have any maps in the back of my Bible. Do you have maps in the back of your Bible? Should be at the other end.No, that's the wrong button. Okay, we don't really have good maps here. I'm going to. Norma's got a map in her Bible that we can show.
Here we have in the The end of Revelation.
At the end of Revelation, that's not terribly good map. Let me show you this map briefly. Okay? I can read it upside down. This is the Mediterranean Sea. Can you see that?
这个是地中海，你们看得见吗？
This is Israel over here.
Maybe this one is better.
Yeah, that's right. That's map number 6 at the page end of page 357.
在哥罗西书的，我们手上这本圣经蓝本的哥罗西书的最后357页那张图比较准确，就比较大一点。
All right, I'm going to show you on this map anyway while you're looking at that. This is the Mediterranean Sea. This is Israel. This is Egypt. This is Greece. Italy is over here. This is Cyprus. No. This is Cyprus here. Okay? And the city of Antioch is, it's not even on this map. It's right up there. That's where Antioch is, right where my finger is.
This, we have the
That's right, you've Antioch got Antioch in yours. And from Antioch, the roads that go all to the east and the southeast, they all go through Antioch. So God allowed the city of Antioch to be the place where the gospel flourished so that many nationalities would go through Antioch. The Cypriots were there, the Cyrenians were there, the Jewish people were there, the people from Antioch were there. Lots of nationalities there already. And God built that assembly so that from there the gospel could go to all the eastern world. And it went up into Turkey from there as well.
所以我们看一下哥罗西书最后的那个这张图很清楚啊，就是中间那个灰色的部分就是地中海了啊，那南边就是那个去埃及的路哈、啊，东边就是耶路撒冷，你们看见地图上有，然后耶路撒冷的正北面呢就是叙利亚的安提阿哈、啊，那这个地方呢你会看见它的地理位置非常有意思，就是你往到西边去呢。就是加拉泰这个地方啊，亚细亚这个地方就是今天的土耳其，啊，那这块的地方是去欧洲的必经之路了，然后呢，你往右走就是往东走呢，就是去到那个今天的近东和远东的这一系列的地方，就是伊朗啊、伊拉克啊，和远东就是中国这块方向的。所以在安提阿这个地方，神兴起这个地方的教会呢，因为在这个地方已经有来自于。当时世界各地说各种语言各个国籍的人，因为这是一个交通中心，所以这个地方教会的兴起呢，就会把福音带到各个国家去了因为你每一个国家的人呢，都会在这个交通中心都有自己说自己方言的人，然后呢，在这个方言的人里面呢如果整个城的教会一旦兴起你就会发现你在这里你也找得到说中国话的人，也可以找到说土耳其话的人，然后你在里面听见的就是用你当地方言说的福音，然后你回到你的家乡，福音就传过去了。
That's pretty good for word translation, I tell you. All right. Verse 25 and 26 we'll read next. Someone first of all in Chinese, please, and then in English.
我们回到《使徒行传》的十一章的二十五节哈，二十五节和二十六节我们谁帮我们用中文先读一下，我们再用英文读。
他又往大树去找扫罗，找着了，就带他到安提阿去。他们足有一年的功夫，和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，门徒称为基督徒，是从安提阿起手。
All right, so verse 25. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul. Why did he go to Tarsus to look for Saul?
二十五节，为什么那个巴拿巴去大树去找扫罗？
Well, the reason is because there were lots of new Christians in Antioch.
原因就是在安提阿有太多新基督徒了。
What do new Christians have to learn?
那新的基督徒需要学习什么呢？
And they got to learn everything about God, don't they?
他们要学习一切关于神的事情，对不对？
And these new Christians came from lots of different places. They were, many of them were not even Jewish. They didn't know the Old Testament.
那这些人呢，背景就非常广泛了。他们很多人当中呢，其实不知道旧约的，因为他不是犹太人。
They didn't understand the character of God.Let alone the miracles of Jesus.
所以他们根本不知道神的本性啊，因为旧约所启示的关于神的内容，他们都不知道，更别说他们知道关乎耶稣基督的神迹了。
So they needed someone to teach them.
所以他们需要有些人有正确的老师去教导他们。
Barnabas said, "I know a good teacher. I know somebody who can teach them. Saul could teach them."
所以呢，巴拿巴这时候想起来了，我知道有个人是能够教他们，是很合适的老师，就是扫罗了。
So Barnabas got on a boat.
所以巴拿巴就上了船了。
And he went a couple of hundred miles from Antioch to Tarsus, found Saul.Put him on a boat and brought him back to Antioch.
所以他就上了船呢，往北开，开了一段路呢，就去了大树哈，那去把扫罗从那找出来，把他带到安提阿了。
I said, now you got to come and teach these people.
他肯定跟扫罗说，你要来教导这些新的基督徒。
So sometimes we do the same sort of a thing.
有的时候我们也会做一样的事情。
And we say we got some people who need to learn more of the Bible.
我们也说我们可能会有一些人要学习更多的圣经。
So we phone Joe Reese.
我们能不能打个电话给 Joe Reese?
And we say, Joe, could you come to Vancouver and could you teach us? We need someone to teach us.
我说你能不能来温哥华？我们需要有人来教导基督徒。
And Joe said yes, but he's still not sure of the precise time.
就会说、啊、好的，但是我时间表还没有最后定下来。
Because his wife Anne has got a bad knee.
因为他太太 Anne 啊，她的膝盖很糟糕情况。
And you may remember when she was here last time, she just had a little bit of a problem with her knee.
她上一次来的时候呢，她的膝盖就已经很不好了。
But now she's got a big problem with her knee.
现在这个问题更严重了。
And so they said to her, we'll give you an MRI. You need an MRI on your knee to tell what the doctor should do.
他们说要做一个检测叫 MRI, 来确定医生该做什么。
And then they phoned her the other day and they said, why didn't you come for your MRI?
某一天呢，他们就给 Anne 打电话说，你来做这个 MRI。
They said you missed your appointment.
他说你为什么没来？因为你已经定好了时间哈、啊，这个已经错过了这个时间。
She said you never told me I had an appointment.
然后 Anne 说呢，你们从来没告诉我我有定好了时间呢。
And somehow she missed the appointment for the end of July.
所以在七月底呢，他就错过了那个本来替他约好的时间了。
So they put her on another wait list, and she'll probably get her MRI in September.
所以他们又开始把她排到等候表里去，可能要等到九月份才做了。
In the meantime, she doesn't know whether she's got to get a new knee or whether they can do something else. So they don't know when they're coming. They're hopefully coming in the winter or the spring, but they don't know when they're coming because they're trying to make sure.That her knee is taken care of too.
所以，要这个检测里他们才能判断是要给他一个换一个膝盖的组织呢，还是要做别的医疗的处理。所以他没有办法确定最后的时间。也许他们能够正常在冬天和春天的时候过来。
So you pray for Joe and Anne that they will come soon, because they're like Saul coming to Antioch.Only they're coming to Vancouver.
所以我盼望大家也为 Joe 和 Anne 祷告，让他们能够准确的，合适的时间能来哈，因为他们来就像扫罗到这个安提阿的重要性一样的。
All right. So the next verse says, so not the next verse, the next sentence says, so for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people.
所以二十六节的当中呢。所以有整整的一年哈，他们俩就和教会一同聚集，教训了许多人，教导了许多人。
So I think probably they had a Bible school in Antioch.
所以我猜呢，他们应该在安提亚开了一个圣经学校了。
And I kind of think that it ran from early in the morning till late at night.
我猜呢，这个是从一早到一晚哈，整个一天都在上课了。
Six or seven days a week.
或者一周呢，有六七天了。
And you remember that later on in Acts, we're going to read that Peter, that Paul was preaching one night.
我们都记得在《使徒行传》后面的一个。内容呢有一天晚上啊保罗一直在讲道
and he was still preaching at midnight
在半夜他还在讲
and Eutychus fell out of a window and died
然后呢一个小孩啊少年人叫尤推古、啊、他睡着了坐在窗台上然后掉下去了摔死了
and Paul went and raised him to life again
然后保罗下去抱住他祷告了以后让他从死里复活了
And then instead of sending the people home, he preached until sunrise.
所以呢，之后呢，他不但没有让大家回家哈，他继续讲，讲到天亮了。
So when was the last time you went to a sermon that went all night long?
你上一次去听一个整夜都在讲的讲道是什么时候？
What's the matter with us?
我们这到底发生了什么呢？
We have a word in English. I don't know if it's translatable into Chinese. But the word is wimps.
那我们有英语里有个词叫 wimps, 我不知道这个中文怎么翻译哈。
Do you know how to translate that word?
I don't know.
He doesn't know what it means. Wimps.
Wimps is a whip?
No, wimps. W-I-M-P-S.
Wimps.
It means very, very weak. Feeble.
Wimp.
Not strong.
它不是一个 whip, 我听成 whip, 是 W-H-I-M-P, 哈那它是非常非常的虚弱 feeble 就是非常软弱的的意思。
Okay, so we should be stronger. We're weak.
它讲的就是今天的教会非常软弱就是我们要像当年的教会那样那么强壮。
So one year he taught them and taught them and taught them and taught them And taught them.
当年教会如此的强壮，如此的有力啊！他们就一直是在讲道，一直在讲道，甚至会有这种整夜讲道的这种经历。
All right,
就总是会有人听的。
The last part of the verse 26 says the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch.
那二十六节最后呢？那门徒就称为基督徒是从安提阿开始的。
It wasn't that the Christians said you should call us Christians.
那并不是说呢，基督徒自己说你应该叫我们基督徒啊，不是这么样讲的。
It was really that the enemies of the gospel called the Christians Christians.
其实是福音的敌人哈，在那个时候开始管这么一群人叫基督徒。
They didn't really like the Lord Jesus Christ very much.
因为他们其实并不很喜欢主耶稣基督。
And so almost as an insult, they called his followers Christians.
所以几乎是一个侮辱性的啊，那他就管那些一直跟随耶稣的道的人叫基督徒了。
They said, you're no good, you're just a Christian, you're just people who follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在他们的这个语气里其实你真的很不好，你就是那些跟随那一个叫耶稣的人啊，一个叫基督的人，你就是你们，所以你们叫 Christian， 就是基督徒。
And we say, yeah, that's true. We're Christians. We're following the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们很高兴。
We think it's good. They might think it's bad, but we're highly honored.
那我们很高兴、啊，我们是觉得很荣幸被叫做基督徒啊。所以他们觉得不好，我们觉得很好。
All right. So that name Christians has stuck.Stuck. That means it stayed with us. It stuck to us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 那这样的名字呢，就是一直跟随着我们。
Now, in many languages, there are ways to explain relationships.
在很多语言里呢，会有解释关系的这么的方式。
So Norma and I have forebears who were Scottish.
那我们的祖先啊，罗马跟我的祖先呢，他们是苏格兰来的，苏格兰人。
And in Scotland, if you wanted to relate your name to your parents, you would be called the son of or the daughter of somebody.
在苏格兰呢，你如果要把自己的名字和你的父辈联系起来，你一般会这么叫，就是谁是谁的儿子或者谁是谁的女儿。
All right, and so our mother's name was McPhee.
那我们母亲的那个名字呢，家里的名字是 McPhee。
And the word McPhee means son of Fee.
McPhee 呢，就是Fee 家族的儿子的意思啊。
So somewhere back in Scotland, there was a man by the name of Fee, and he had children, and they were called McPhee. And then they had more McPhee. And so there's a whole family, we call it a clan, of Scottish people called the McPhees.
所以他们是这么来，就是最早呢，会有一个人的名字的，他的姓叫 Fee， 然后接着呢，他管他的儿子叫 McPhee， 就 Fee 家的儿子，然后再又有更多的 McPhee， 更多 Fee 家，就一直往下倒，然后就出了一个家族了，就这么来的。
If you go to the phone book, you'll find all kinds of mix and max. Okay, and there's McDonald and McLeod and McPhee and McFedrin and McIntosh and McTavish and all Mick. What's it? It's all son of this family.
所以你会查的电话簿啊，就看到很多的姓呢，全是 Mick。比如说麦当劳，这 McDonald， 这个 Mick 就是叫 Donald 家的儿子。啊，他就这么来的啊 ，McIntosh 啊，然后这很多很多。那你这个什么呢？就是不同的家族他们家的儿子，所以 Mick 就是这么，就说的这一家的儿子，这一家的儿子。
All right, so the prefix MC or MAC means son of.
MC 和 MNC 啊，就是儿子的意思。
But in other languages.It's not the prefix, it's the suffix that means son of.
那英语里呢，它是前缀，就是我们刚才讲 MC 这个前缀是代表儿子，但有的语言里呢是后缀来代表儿子。
So if you were at the chapel on Sunday, you probably met a man whose name is Joe Isavian.
如果你在主日来我们这里呢，你会碰到一个弟兄，他的名字叫 Joe Isavian,
that's right. And his wife is Marilyn Isavian.
然后他太太是 Marilyn Isavian.
Okay, what does I-A-N mean?
他的 Isavian 这个 I-A-N 这个是什么意思呢？
Son of.
就是儿子的意思。
Okay, and Joseph's name is Isavian.
Isavian.就是谁家的儿子的意思。
And I'm not sure. I think his name is Isaf, and I'm just not sure. Is it? He's Joseph Isavian. I don't know. Isaf. What does Isaf come from? What's it related to?
Iran.
It's Iranian name, but it's a Bible name. It's probably John. I think his name is Joseph, son of John. Okay? Isaf, John. I think that's what it is. Okay? But Joseph's name is Joseph Isavian. And if you go to North Vancouver, you will find many, many Iranian families.And the Iranians often have names ending in I-A-N.
如果你去北温呢，你会看到很多伊朗来的人啊。那我刚才讲的这个弟兄，他就是从伊朗过来的。那这个你会看见很多他们的名字呢，都是以 I-A-N 为结尾的。那这个的 I-A-N 这个结尾这个后缀呢，就是的儿子的意思，谁谁谁的儿子。
So if you saw somebody who was an Iranian, what would you say about him? He's son of Iran. Okay? If you met somebody who was Persian, what would you say? He comes from Persia. Okay? If you met somebody who was Italian, you would say? He comes from
Italy.
Italy. If you met someone who was Canadian, what would you say?
Canada.
He comes from Canada. If you met somebody who was Christian, what would you say?
Christ.
From Jesus Christ.
所以我这个 IAN 这个词呢在英语里也都用来表述那个国家来的人啊，比方说呢意大利人呢叫 Italian， 那他来自于哪呢？来自于意大利，来自于 Italy 啊。比如他从伊朗来呢，他叫 Iranian， 他从伊朗 Iranian 就伊朗来的人。那比如说你是加拿大来的人叫 Canadian， 那就是加拿大来的。所以你叫 Christian 就是你是从基督里来的，就是一个意思。
OKAre you proud to be a Canadian?
Yeah.
I'm one, okay. I want to be a proud Canadian. Okay. You're proud to be a Christian? Oh, what a privilege. What a privilege to be a Christian. I want to be like Jesus, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. We want to be Christian.
你在地上的时候你会说你会很骄傲是一个国家的人，比如说你是一个加拿大这个地方的人，你很骄傲，你说我是加拿大人。但是你会不会说别人说你是基督徒你很骄傲？是的，因为没有人比基督更好，这是多么荣耀的事，你会像基督一样，基督是你的父，你是基督家的孩子。
All right, verse 27.
好，二十七节。
During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. Which means, go ahead.
当那些日子有几位先知从耶路撒冷下到安提阿。
Which means the people were traveling all the time. They just kept on going round and round.
那就意味着呢，其实那个时代的人呢，大家一直是在旅行啊。那这个旅行，安提阿是一个中间的城市。
One of them was named Agabus.
那中有一个人名叫雅加布。
Stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world.
内中有一站起来，这雅加布站起来，借着圣灵指明天下将有大饥荒。
This happened during the reign of Claudius Caesar. He was the Roman emperor at that time.
这是那格老丢年间，格老丢是罗马的凯撒，也就是罗马的皇帝。在这个年间呢，果然就有了大饥荒了。
All right. So there were prophets, and the Bible wasn't complete in those days. So there were more prophets than there are today, telling what was going to happen in the future.
就那个时代呢，还有先知，因为呢，在那个时代啊，我们知道这本圣经是没有写完的，就是新约是没有的，因为正在发生的事情在写嘛，所以我们今天。没有像那个时代有那么多的先知。
All right, so the prophecy was there's going to be a famine, a time of great economic distress.
所以呢，这个预言就说呢，未来会有一个大的饥荒，也有大的经济的萧条。
So verses 29 and 30, the disciples each, according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea.
二十九节呢，于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱送去供给在犹太的弟兄。
This they did, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
他们就这样行，把捐项托巴拿巴和扫罗送到众长老那里。
So these Christians in Antioch were diligent in their learning about the Lord, but they were also diligent.In supporting the work of God where the need arose.
所以这些在安提阿的圣徒们，他们不但很勤奋的在学习神的话，他们呢也很勤奋的去供应在地上不同地方的圣徒们。
So they sent their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul.
他们借着巴拿巴和扫罗回去的时候呢，就把这个捐项给了他们。
All right, so that's our chapter 11.
这是我们的十一章了。
Do we have some questions now?
我们现在有没有什么问题呢？
We've gone through this chapter rapidly. Are there some questions?
我们今天比较快的过了一下这一章，有没有什么问题？大家。
在中东啊，撒路耶女是在中东，但是像他们伊朗人怎么到目前还是很多那种回教徒。
So the at that time the Christian are mainly in the Middle East, but why at the current time still a lot of Islam and no Christians in that area?
Yes, that's a good question, Eliza.
这是个非常好的问题。
I'm not sure how to answer it. It is true that God usually gives to a society the truth of God for a while.
所以这是一个事实啊，就是神呢有的时候会给一个社会或者一个地方的人呢一段时间的福音。
But then the society turns away from the truth of God.
然后你会看见过了一段的时间呢，这个地方的人会远离，会转离福音。
And God moves on to another society.
然后呢，神的福音就挪到了另外一个地区了。
And that is the story of the Bible.
这就是圣经里的故事常有的现象。
The gospel goes to one area and people believe it or reject it, but then the gospel goes to another area and often the area that rejects the gospel falls into a bad situation.
所以福音传到一个地方呢，有人相信，有人拒绝，然后呢，在这个拒绝的这块地方呢，这块地方会陷到一个比较糟糕的情形里去，然后呢，不要的地方，神的福音就往外传了，就到其他地方去了。
So the gospel came first of all to the Jewish people.
所以福音最初是给犹太人的。
And down through the Bible, the story of Moses, the people hear about God, they follow God, and then they drift away.
所以整个旧约呢，我们看见从摩西时代，神的先知给到犹太人很多的祝福，那然后随着历史的往后推移呢，他们就弃绝神了，他们不要了。
And God called them back in the days of in the days of David, and then they drifted away.
然后呢，神又兴起大卫啊，在大卫的时代呢，又把他们召回来，有一个属灵的复兴。之后呢，在列王的时代呢，他们又飘走了。
And then God called them back in the days of Jesus, but very quickly.They drifted away, and the Gentile people, the Greeks that we've been reading about, they trusted the Lord Jesus.
然后呢，神又差了耶稣来，很快呢，犹太人当中也有一个复兴，但很快又他们又飘走了，又不要了。所以在那个时代呢，外邦人其实就是以希腊人为主了，那他们开始有属灵的复兴，接受福音了。
The gospel then came to, it came.To Jerusalem first and then Judea, but as we've been studying, the gospel is moving, and it's moving from Jerusalem to Samaria down to Ashdod, that's right, and then it's moving up the Mediterranean Sea, and it's going to go over to Greece.And to Italy, but the gospel is moving away from Africa and moving up to Asia. Sorry, not up to Asia, up to Europe. The reason is that the Middle Eastern people had rejected the truth of God for many, many centuries.
所以福音呢最早。因为耶路撒冷是耶稣受难的地方，是从这个地方开始的。然后呢，他就开始慢慢往北走，最先到的就是撒玛利亚，就是原来的有以色列的北国的那块地方。
但是他伊朗不是很靠那个撒路耶。
对，但实际上呢，就是拒绝了， 因为呢整个中东的就随着福音的往北走的过程中呢，留下的这个中东的这块地方就是因为拒绝了福音，福音才走的，所以福音是随往撒玛利亚，然后在安提亚，再往那个小亚细亚，再往希腊，再往那个意大利，就进了欧洲了，福音是这么往那边，对，他每传过的地方呢，之所以离开这块地方，就是因为当地的人最终都拒绝了。
That's happening today.
那今天依然还是这样的。
The gospel came to England and Great Britain very strongly 300-400 years ago.
所以在300-400年前呢，福音最复兴的地方是在哪呢？就是今天的英国和苏格兰这块地方。
It came to Canada 200 years ago.
然后呢200年前左右呢，最复兴的地方就是北美了，就是加拿大了。
100 years ago, when you went to school, this was your textbook.
所以100年前在这块地方啊，在加拿大你去上学的时候呢，圣经还是教材来的。
But today you can't have a Bible in the school.
那今天呢，你在学校圣经就已经找不到了。
We have turned away, Canada has turned away from the Bible.
所以加拿大已经整体呢离开了圣经。
So the question is, who's studying the Bible in this room today?
那今天呢，在这里谁还在学圣经呢？
Chinese. It's true, isn't it?
是这样。
Where are the Canadians?Okay, and God says, Canada, you said we don't need God. And the Chinese said we need God, and God will speak to people who are willing to listen, and our fellow Canadians say we don't want to listen, and you Chinese say we want to listen.
所以是这样的，就是你经过了一个地方，可能说呢，在这里呢，加拿大现在新的一代呢，他说我不想听。但是呢，也许我们说我们想听，所以神只对那想听的人说，那祝福呢也就跟着去到了那想听的那个族群，那就看见他一代一代离开的地方就不信了。
John chapter 12。
约翰福音的12章。
John chapter 12, verse 37.
37节，约翰福音12章的37节。
I've got the wrong translation in front of me, so you read it please in Chinese. John 12:37 to 40.
37 to 40, that's right. 188页，对，约翰福音12章37到40节。他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信。这是指耶稣在当时的犹太人面前啊，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说：“主啊，我们所传的有谁信呢？主的膀臂向谁显露呢？”他们所以不能信，因为以赛亚又说：“主叫他们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。”
All right, let's read it in English.Even after Jesus had done all these miraculous signs in their presence, they still would not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word of Isaiah the prophet, Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?For this reason, they could not believe. Isaiah says elsewhere, he has blinded their eyes
and deadened their hearts,
so they can neither see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts, nor turn, and I would heal them. All right, very, very sad.
非常非常悲哀。
They'd had all this truth presented to them, and they said no, 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 to the point where they could not say yes.
Yeah, 所以他们有很多很多的真理，给到他们，但他们一直，说不不不不，其实他们应该说是的，接受的。
Now that's the bad news. Here's the good news, verse 20.
那现在呢是有好的消息，二十节。
Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus.
二十节呢就讲外邦人了。那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希腊人，他们来见加利利伯塞大的腓力，求他说，先生，我们愿意见耶稣。腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈从腓力去告诉耶稣。
Who rejected Jesus?
谁拒绝了耶稣呢？
The Jewish people.
犹太人。
Who wanted to see Jesus?
谁愿意见耶稣呢？
The Greek people, the Gentiles wanted to see him.
希腊人。
Okay, Jesus said, then I'll speak to the Gentiles.
然后耶稣说，那好，我就跟外邦人说了。
And so your responsibility and my responsibility is to say, I want to see Jesus. I'm not going to say no to Jesus. I want to say yes to Jesus.
所以我们的责任是什么呢？我们要跟耶稣说，是的，我们要寻求你，我们要听见你的话，我们不要对你说不。
All right. Praise the Lord that there are still some people in the world today who want to see Jesus.
我们要感谢主，赞美主，今天在地上依然还有那么一群人，就像这几个希腊人一样，想去见耶稣。
That's why we came today.
这就是今天我们为什么在一起。
Say, I want to see Jesus.
的原因，因为我们说呢，我也想见耶稣。
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we've had another Bible study today.
主啊，我们今天又有了一个圣经的学习。
And we thank you that you've been able to teach us something.About the Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们谢谢您，也教导我们学习一些关乎耶稣基督的道理。
Lord, we're so thankful that the truth of God has come to us.
我们如此的感恩，因为神的真理临到了我们。
We've heard it, we've read it, and Lord, we're beginning to understand it.
我们听见了，看见了，我们也开始明白。
Lord, our prayer is that each one of us will believe it.
我们的祷告是我们每一个人都能相信。
We would say, Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Savior.
我们要说呢，主啊，我愿意您成为我的救主。
Lord Jesus, I want you to be my Lord.
主耶稣啊，我愿意您成为我的主。
Lord, I want you to bring a wonderful ending to the sad story in my life.
主啊，我愿意您在我的一生中那悲哀的故事里提供给我一个美好的结局。
And so, Lord, we thank you for the Bible and for the great encouragement that it is and gives.
主啊，我们要谢谢您给了我们圣经和借之而来的那很多的鼓励作为礼物。
So, thank you for today.
我们为今天的学习感恩。
And we pray, Lord, that each one of us will take these Bibles and continue to read them. And you bless us abundantly, we pray.
主啊，也求您带领我们每一个人能够翻开这圣经，继续的学习，丰丰满满的祝福我们。
And we pray especially regarding our children's program next week, the Roman Road program. Lord, may that be a blessing for all as well, we pray.
我们也特别的为下一周为孩子们的罗马路的安排献上祈求，求您借着这安排来祝福这些孩子们。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
这样的祷告，感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.